you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, we want to look at verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 5. The Bible says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him." Before his translation, he had this testimony. Now listen to this, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen? I want to preach this morning for just a little bit, if God will be my help. We've used this text before, and I preached, I believe it was in July of last year, on He Is out of this text. Amen? He is, praise God. God is, He is, He's everything that we need and everything that we will ever need. But I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for just a few moments on this thought. What is faith, and do you have it? Amen? What is faith, and do you have it? The reason I say this morning, we're living in I believe we're living in the last days. I believe we're living in this thing, and as we was preaching on Wednesday night, and we've been preaching on what do you expect, series on Wednesday night, and we preached on what do you expect from the devil, and what do you expect from the Lord, and we preached last Wednesday night on what do you expect at the rapture. I mean, we ought to have some high expectations, amen? But we ought to realize and recognize where we are with the Lord God Almighty, and we need to be drawing closer than we've ever been with some great expectations from the Lord. Now, I don't have a whole lot of expectations in this flesh. My flesh always lets me down. But I want to say on the authority of God, He's never let me down. Amen. The Lord has always been there, praise God, to give me a hand out, whatever I need, praise God. He's always been there for me. And I appreciate Him, praise God. And it's through faith believing that I got to where I'm at. Just what is faith this morning, and do you have it? That's the question that we ask. Now, we know that you can live without faith. Amen. You can live in this world. There's a whole lot of people that live in this world without any kind of faith. There's people here that say they don't believe in nothing. Amen? I won't say God don't believe in atheists. Amen? Atheists say, well, I don't believe in God. God don't believe in atheists. Amen? I don't believe in atheists. You let them hit their thumb with a hammer. You know what? The first thing they did when they grabbed that, they say, oh, God. Huh? Amen? You let them start to go off the road. You let their car begin to careen out of control. And the first thing they'll cry out is, oh, God. Why is that? It's because there's something inside of me and you, praise God, that's a needing a relationship with our Creator. There's something inside me and you, praise God, that part of man, that soul of man, the spirit of man, praise God, that needs to reach out, praise God, and realize who designed us. Amen. It wasn't some coincidence and it wasn't chance. Amen. They said this morning on the lot, there's a great old big lottery of $570 million. And said there's one in 175 million chance of winning that thing. Now, I'm not saying that for you to go buy you a ticket. Amen. But I'm just saying that we're not, this morning, praise God, Brother Jeff, we're not playing on chance. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying? I'm saying we're running on faith, praise God, in a holy and a righteous God who loved us enough, praise God, to send His Son to die for me and you so that we can be saved. Amen. He gives us that faith that we need. Now, can we run without faith? Sure we can. We can do all kinds of things. We can be giving people without faith. Amen. We can give out everything we do. We can give the shirt off your back. You can give people food. You can give lodging. You can give money. You can be a giving person without faith. Amen. You can be a caring person. Amen. You can give out love. You can show love to somebody without faith. Amen. It don't take faith to show love. To have love in your heart and show it to someone. Amen. You don't have to have that. Praise the Lord. You can be a good moral person this morning. Amen. You can have good morals. You can do things that's right. Amen. And be moral, have moral convictions, and not have any faith. You do all that stuff without faith. I want to say this morning, you can be pleasing to men this morning. You can be men pleasers without faith. Amen. You can please the people you work for. You can please your teachers. You can please the people down at the school. You can please people down at the workplace. You can be men pleasers without faith. Amen. If you've ever worked people, these folks that if you're a boss man or a boss lady, they like to suck up to you. Huh? They want your approval. That's not a bad thing. But they want your approval. They want to be men pleasers. Amen? But I want to say, praise God, authority God, that if we're God pleasers, we can be pleasing to men. Because we'll do things that's right. Amen? When we get geared up right, praise God. These folks, even without God, without faith, that are men pleasers. And you can even sit in the house of God. You can be a participator in a church and without faith. You can sit here day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year without faith. Amen? Every time the door's open, you can come to the house of God and still not have faith. You say, preacher, would you do that without faith? You can. Most time you won't. Amen? Because the desire's not there. Amen. Once we get saved, praise God, once we have faith in something, praise God, that faith will motivate us. See, I worry about a lot of people today that they say they've got it, but they don't have any motivation. Amen. I believe if we've got faith, faith will motivate us. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith, amen, he said, now Enoch had faith. He was translated, he was taken out, he was translated, but he had a testimony that he pleased God. Amen. But he goes on, verse 6, and says, but without faith, it is impossible to what? To please him. Who's him? God. So he says, without faith this morning, we can't be pleasing to God. Amen. I want to ask you, what is faith, and do you have it? You say, well, preacher, I don't know. Do you want to please God? Is what you do, how you live, pleasing to God? Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. That's our guarantee. That's our title deed, amen, if you will, of that that's hoped for. And what is hope this morning? That's faith in action, praise God. That's faith with expectation this morning. Amen? So he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said it's the very actual, the reality of we can't see it, but we know it's there. How do we know it's there this morning? Because God said so. Amen? That's how we know that this thing's real, because God said so. We don't have to take some man's opinion of it. We don't have to go before some council and vote on it to see whether or not it's right. Praise God. God said, praise God. And that's all that matters. Because God said, He gives us faith to believe, praise God, the Lord. So how do we know it? Because the Bible says here that without faith is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen? So what is faith? Faith is that substance, praise God. It's that guarantee that God gives us. Amen? That this thing's real, praise God, and there's a payday someday. Amen? I don't know about you. Praise God, I'm clinging. I'm looking for that someday. Amen. You say, well, you're holding on to the Lord? No, I'm trusting in him to hold on to me. Amen. My hands is weak. I might let go. But praise God, my Father's got strong arms and mighty hands, praise God, and He won't let go of me. I believe there's a whole lot of us here in this place in the last year or two, praise God, have seen God move in a mighty way, and there's times that we felt that we couldn't hold on no longer, praise God, but in the dark of the night, as we cried out from a broken and a contrite heart, God Almighty reached down, and He got a hold of us, praise God, and He brought us out one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's exciting in my soul. Praise God. Why? Because of faith. The Bible says that Abraham believed God. Amen. Over in Romans chapter 4. Look at Romans chapter 4. Amen. How do we know? What is faith? Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. The Bible says, verse 2, the Bible says, for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted, or put on his account unto him for righteousness. Amen. It made him, he praised God. The Bible says that Abraham believed God, and God said, you know what? That's what's right. Amen. It's not what we think or what we say or even what we do. It's who we believe in, who we put our faith in. What does that mean? Abraham believed God. It means that Abraham, praise God, took God at his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you took God at his word? Huh? God said he loved you, cares for you, wants to save you. If you took him at his word, then you let him. Amen. You come to God and say, okay, I'm an old sinner. I need saving. Amen. That's faith, praise God. What is faith? That's faith. Stepping out, trusting God, believing God. In Romans 3 and verse 20, he said he staggered not, talking about Abraham. Well, let's go back to 19 or 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. What does it mean? He said he's going to come become the father of many nations because God said it and Abraham believed it. Amen. What has God said about me and you? What has God said about what we can have, who we can be? Praise God. He said it so many times that we can be saved. We can become children of God, heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if God said it, praise God, Brother X, we can have it today. Amen. Praise the Lord. He goes on verse 19 and said, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hey, man, could you see? Oh, Abraham's out there, and he said, about this time next year, Sarah's going to conceive and bring forth the son. And oh, Abraham said, well, glory to God. I'm 100 years old, and she's 90 thereabout, praise God. But he said, if God said it, praise God, I believe it. And he hung on to the promise. Amen. You know what's wrong with us too many times? Praise God, we don't want to hold on to the promises that God's give us. Praise the Lord. He said, I staggered not at the promise. Verse 21, he said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. He said, hey, Sarah had a little bit of doubt, didn't she? Amen. But I believe them angels went along. I saw Abraham went there and he said, why in the world are you doubting God? Praise the Lord, he done brought us this far, praise God. He said, honey, he's going to take us all the way. He's going to fulfill his promise. He's going to keep us like he promised us. He's going to do for that he said he'd do. Amen. He said he didn't doubt, he didn't waver, praise God. Why? Because he had faith in the Lord. Amen. He said he'd been fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Amen. It was put out there on his account. It was applied to him, praise God, for that right attitude with God. I wonder how many of us today have a right attitude with God. Amen. What is faith? Do we have it? Do you have faith to believe in the Lord today? He said, but for us also, verse 24, to whom it shall be imputed, he's talking to me and you now. Amen. He said, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen. Glory be to God. If we believe that God did, that God can, praise God, that there's nothing impossible. God, that God raised up his son from the dead, that, praise God, Brother Jeff, he can raise us up too. Amen. Glory be to God. It's time for us to get up. Amen. It's time for us to get up, praise God, victorious. Keep our head, put our heads in the air, praise God. I'm not talking about being some kind of snob, think you're better than everybody else, but praise God, it's time us to hold our head high and magnify the good God of glory who's going to take us out of here in a little while. Amen. That's that faith, praise God, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He did, we see this in old Paul. Remember old Paul was on the boat? Over in Acts 27, Paul was on the boat. He was going to Rome, and things began to go awry. Amen. It wasn't looking good for the home team. And old Paul said he was a feasting there for a few days, and he got a hold of God. And hey, glory to God, God got a hold of him. Yeah. Amen. And he told him, he said, Paul, don't you worry about it. He said, everything going to be okay. There's not a soul on this vessel that ain't going to make it. Amen.
Paul called a meeting of them old fellers. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "I want to tell you what happened." He said, "God spoke to my heart." And he said, "Everybody's going to be okay." Amen. He said, "I believe God." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God said it. And Paul said, "I believe it. We're going to be all right." Amen. I want to say, praise God. God said it. I believe it. Praise God. We're going to be all right. Praise the Lord. If we just trust in the Lord. Amen. The road may be bumpy. There may be some things in this old life, praise God, that'll come against us. But we're going to be all right if we stay with God. Amen. Stay in the faith. Nothing wavering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just stay with Him. Glory to God, realizing He's there with us all the way to the end of the way. Amen. He changeth not, and His promises will not fail. Amen. But we just need to be faithful to Him. So what is faith? That's that relying on the Lord. Amen. That's taking God at His word. That He's going to bring us through. He's going to deliver us, praise God, safe on yonder shore. God said, "Paul, I need you to go to Rome and preach the gospel." Brother Rex read this morning in our Sunday school. And praise God, what did he do? He sent Paul to Rome. Amen. Praise God, preach the gospel. Boy, it blesses my heart when I read over and he said they had him there and they give him liberty down over there in Rome. And praise God, even the sermon, I believe the guards that was chained to him, Paul said, they'd be chained to him, they'd be walking from one place to another, and Paul would just stop. And old fella would stop beside him, old guard maybe chained to him. He'd look at old Paul, and old Paul would look at him. He said, "Can I ask you a question?" And the old guard said, "Yeah, I guess." He said, "Are you saved?" Amen. "Hey, do you love the Lord? Let me tell you about Jesus, praise God. He loves you, praise God. Died for your sins." Amen. Why? Because God promised him. He promised him he'd send him around to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What is our faith today? That we've got the same promise, praise God, that we can be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ to magnify His name. Amen. We got to have faith, but what we need is saving faith. Amen. Saving faith. What does that mean? That means believing in the record that God gave of His Son. Amen. See, Abraham believed and it's counted for him a righteous. That's faith, praise God. That's believing God. But God, praise God, saving faith is believing the record that God gave us of the precious Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ that died for the sins of the world. Amen. That's saving faith. That's what we got to have, amen, to get in. Look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 9. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater." I like that. Amen. He said, "For this is the witness of God, which He hath testified of what? His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of His Son." Amen. He said, "You've made God a liar because you haven't believed what God said." But listen to what he goes on saying. "This is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life." He said, the record stated, it's true. It's from God. That God, the record, that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Amen. Praise God. He said, what is faith? Do we have faith? Amen. Do you have it this morning? Do you have the Son? He that hath the Son hath life. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad today for the Son? Yeah, glory be to God. I'm glad there's something. I'm glad there's someone. Glory be to God that's moved into my heart. That's so much bigger than I am. Amen. What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with me and you today? What's wrong with our homes and our families today is there's not a God in us that's bigger than we are. Amen. Amen. Remember the God that we keep in our little box? We pet Him and love Him and love Him and pet Him. But we keep Him in the box, remember? You know, a lot of us Christians, we got our God. Got Him all boxed up. He might take Him with Him everywhere we go. I need you. I'll let you out. Amen. But praise God, I want to tell you something today. Amen. I've got enough faith to believe that my God is. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. What does that mean? It means that my God is so much bigger than me. My God's so much bigger than any box. I can't put my God in no box, praise God. I can't put my God in this little old tiny earth, praise God. He's bigger than all that. Amen. My God is magnificent. He's big. He's supreme. He's almighty. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, you've got a lot of faith. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's in Him today. Amen. All my faith is in Him. He said, we must believe the record. He said, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. He said, you're dead already. Amen. And your sins and transgression, your condemnation is upon you. Amen. But if you got the Son, you got life. If you have not the Son, you're dead. Amen. Just straight up. You're lost and undone without God if we don't have the Son. Amen. We've got to realize what faith is. Abraham believed God. Number one, we've got to learn to believe God. Amen. He's made us some exceeding great and precious promises. I believe, Brother Charles, I believe every one of them. Amen. They're real, praise God. They're going to be fulfilled. They're promises that'll be kept. He's the ultimate promise keeper. Amen. Never reneged on a promise. Praise the Lord. He said He'd save you and yours. Amen. Praise God. You believe that today? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I got youngins out there that's lost, done, done. I don't think they're ever going to get in. Well, where's your faith? Amen. Bible said we pray believing and you shall receive. You know what's wrong with it? We just don't have no faith. I mean, we need to have faith in this dark, dismal hour that we're living. Our faith needs to be stronger than ever. That's why God laid on heart to preach us a simple message this morning. Praise God. What is faith? Do you have it this morning? Do you have it, what it takes to stand the trials of this world as the world and the demons of hell begin to bring them at us? Amen. I told the church Wednesday night, that God's given us a little preview into the tribulation. He's given us a little peek, praise God. We can see those awful times when people's been burned and beheaded and killed for their faith. Do you not see it all around you? You must not ever turn on the news. Amen. If you turn on the news, you see it. It's real. Amen. We're seeing it. God's given us a little picture of what it's going to be like, praise God. And I don't want to be part of that. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. Amen. Glory be to God. He's going to come get us and take us out of this mess before it gets too bad. Amen. We'll go through trials and persecutions here, but one day the glorious God's going to descend and He's going to take us out. He said, we'll not see, Brother Kim, the time of Jacob's troubles. It's a time when God's going to deal with the people of Israel, little nation, praise God. But He said, those that love the Lord and seek His appearing, praise God, will be gone out of here. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I'm looking for the upward taker. Glory be to God, come get us and take us out to be with Him. Amen. But how do we do it? Saving faith is believing the record of the Lord Jesus Christ. The record that God gave us of His Son. Now I want to say this morning, that goes way beyond intellect. Amen. It goes way beyond, Brother Rex, just what we have in our mind, what we think. Amen. The saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it goes from the throne of glory to the head of man to the heart of me and you. Amen. That's what makes the difference. Amen. That's what gets us from place A to point B. It's that knowledge that we have, praise God, that God gives us through His Word that speaks to our hearts, that convicts us of our sins, shows us we're old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen? Praise the Lord. So it's not intellect that helps us. What is it then? It's trusting in the Lord. Saving faith is a trust in a holy God. Ephesians chapter 1. Speaks of that trust that we have. Who do we trust in? We trust in the Lord. Amen. That means we totally cast everything. Bible says casting our cares upon Him. Just keep casting because He cares for us. How can we do that? You say, preacher, how can we do that? Because we trust Him. See, the devil will come through and he'll say, well, I ain't no use to you pray. I ain't no use to cast your cares, your burdens, your supplications. I ain't no use to you keep praying and giving them to God. You know what the problem is? We don't have enough faith to believe. Most time we don't give them to God. Amen. We take them there and we get down and we say a little prayer and we say, oh God, please help. Help such and such. Do such and such, Lord. I need help. And we get back up and say, boy, I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. That's a bad situation. Well, you ain't cast it to God. Amen. We ain't giving it to God because God's able. And we're defeated before we ever get up. But we need to say, God, I know that you're able, praise God. I'm trusting you, believing in faith. That's a hard thing to do. Amen? But if we've got faith, if we believe that He is God Almighty, amen, the creator, sustainer of the universe, that He can take care of our little old problem and meet our needs. Amen? And we got to believe that He can. That's faith. That's faith. The disciples even prayed and they said, Lord, help thou our unbelief. They said, it takes prayer and fasting, praise God. It takes faith to believe to get this prayer answered. Amen. They said, well, help our unbelief. He said, help us to have more faith. Put more trust in the Lord. It's a hard thing, ain't it? It don't come easy. You know what? It's like everything else. It takes practice. Amen. And it has to come from God. He gives that peace that passes understanding. And He brings that these settled peace on a situation and He says, it's all right. I got this. Amen. And glory be to God. You've cast it and you've cast it and you've cast it, believing they would. And one day, praise God, God just reached down and He takes it up. Amen. Glory to God. He reached down, He takes it up, and He pulls it unto Himself. And praise God. Glory. Something happens in your soul. And what is that? That's faith believing and seeing God work in your faith. Amen. That's trusting in Him. Ephesians chapter 1, look at verse 10. That in the dispensation of fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counselness of His own will. Amen. Who's working this out? It's God Almighty that's got it. Amen. Just believe in faith that God... Hey, listen, I want to say to you, He's not up there to beat you down. He's not up there to ridicule. He's there to help you, praise God, to love you, to encourage you, to help you through this life, praise God, and deliver you safe on yon shore. Amen. That's what His will is. Jesus said in the garden, John chapter 17, He said, I want them that you've given me, Lord, to be with me where I am. Amen. That's the will of God, and it's His will to help us get there, praise the Lord. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Listen, youngest, we're not alone, praise God. We've got an ever-present help in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just got to have faith to believe. Amen. Obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him that worketh all things, according to the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first, what, listen to this, trusted in Christ. Amen. So what do we do in order to have saving faith, praise God? We got to trust in the Lord. Amen. We got to believe that He is. Amen. That the Lord Jesus Christ came, He died, praise, He took everything. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. When we have lack of strength, when we have sickness and hardship, He knows all that. Amen. He's there to help us. He said that, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard. How do we know to trust the Lord? Where does that come from? These people out here in the world say, well, you know, preacher, I don't need the church or church family or nothing like that. I can do this by myself. Where do you hear the truth from? Amen. You make it up in your mind? Some of them do, yeah. Amen. They've got their own philosophy. They've got their own religion. He said, after that ye heard the word of truth, what is the word of truth? The gospel of your salvation. Amen. He said that word of truth you heard, it's the gospel of your salvation. Amen. That's what brings faith this morning. That's what brings help. In whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Something moved in on that glorious day. Amen. You're not the same no more. You don't belong to yourself. You done been sealed up in the Lord. And the Lord's been sealed up in you. Praise the Lord. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance, that guarantee that the Lord's loved us and He's got us. Praise the Lord. Unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory.
So what is faith? It's a saving faith. It's not a head knowledge. It's trusting in the Lord this morning. We have to learn to trust the Lord. We're going to need that more and more as the days are coming. The days are approaching. The Bible said it's going to get worse and worse. It's going to wax worse and worse. And then the end. But praise God, we need to trust in the Lord. We need to get away from a head knowledge and a heart knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Trust Him. Who do you trust in today? He said, well, preacher, you know, I'm pretty good about taking care of things. And so far, I haven't needed Him. You got Him in a box. Yeah, I got Him, Lord. Don't work that way. Don't work that way. Amen. We got a God that's too big for the box. We need to get Him out. Amen. We need to let Him out. He needs to work in our hearts. Amen. We trust the Lord, praise God. Why? Because there's a heart condition. Because we've got a heart condition. Something takes place in us. What is faith? Do you have it? You know why? You know you have it? Because it's in your heart. You can't get away from it. Everywhere you go, there He is. I told you about when the Lord was dealing with me to preach and I done got boxes. I was heading off and I was going to Oklahoma. Amen. We were Oklahoma bound with the hammer down. I mentioned it to my wife. She was so miserable because I was miserable and I was making her miserable. Praise God, she'd done gathered up boxes ready to go. And I thought, man, I'd get away from this. But you know what? I was like that old prodigal out there in the hog pen. When I come to my senses, I realized, praise God, no matter where I went, there He was. I couldn't get away from Him. Praise God, He dealt with my heart here. He had still dealt with my heart there. And praise God, I went on that old riverbank and I fell on my face. I said, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Help me, Lord, I'll do whatever You want me to do. Amen. Boy, my wife rejoiced. I tell you what, that's the best day of her life. Amen. She told me before, she said, I never thought about being a preacher's wife. But praise God, I'm glad He dealt with you. Praise God, I'm glad you finally said, okay. I know I was not only miserable, but making her miserable too. But praise God, when I began to realize, praise God, it's not a head thing, but praise God, it's trusting in the Lord. Amen. You see, I couldn't do it. I knew I didn't have the ability to do anything please Him. I said, Lord, I'm just going to make myself available. Here's this old rotten, stinking vessel. It's full of cracks and holes and marred in so many ways. But Lord, if You could do it. You know, that's all God expects. Amen. That's His faith. Trust in the Lord. Amen. And trust in Him with your heart. Look over at Romans. Romans chapter 10. The Bible says this in verse 6. He said, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? What does righteousness speak? He said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word, now listen to this, of faith which we preach. That if thou, me and you, shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen? He don't stop there. Verse 10, he said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So saving faith is not head knowledge, but it's trusting in the Lord. It's taking His word, praise God, and saying, you know what? God is right. God is truth. I believe God. And because I believe God, I'm going to believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection of my Lord and Savior. And we claim Him. Oh, glory. We claim Him for our own. We say, hey, that one, praise God, that died on the cross of Calvary, that I put to death because of my sins, praise God, He's mine. He done that for me. He done that for me. See, we claim Him. We receive Him. We trust in Him. We believe. We have faith in Him. All of our faith is in Him. All of our faith is in what He's done. What He's already accomplished for us. The good part about salvation is the work's finished. Amen? The work is completely finished for us. What is faith? It's believing in what God said. Faith is trusting in what God said. Faith is believing in your heart the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Confessing with our lips that He is the Lord God of glory. That He died for my sins and your sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. And that on that third day, see, He's not, a lot of people have Him on a necklace and He's still hanging on a cross. I can't get that. I mean, if you want to wear a cross representing, you know, a Christian or the death of our Savior, but don't keep Him on the cross. Amen. He was buried. They got Him off the cross. They buried Him. And that third day, praise God, just like God said, He got up, praise God, victorious over the grave. You said, well, they had to go let Him out. No, the angels rolled a stone away so that you could see in. Amen. God raised Him up from the dead. Praise the Lord. He come out of there, glory to God, I believe with a shout. I know they was angels of glory as a praising the Lord when Jesus came out of that tomb. Amen. I can just see them, boy, when they was persecuting Him, when they was whipping with that cat of nine tails, and when they was hanging on it, driving Him over the rusty spike nails in His hands and His feet. I believe Him, my angel sitting on it, He was just waiting for the word. They looked down upon the King of glory. They said, oh God, let us go and rescue Him. Let us save Him. He said, no, not yet. It's not time, praise God. There's a work to be finished on the cross of Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, glory. Preacher, you act like you believe that. I believe it with all my heart. Jesus done that for me, praise God. And He done it for you this morning. Amen, that we might be saved. Amen. What is faith to you today? Do you have it in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Said, for the Scripture saith, verse 11, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Amen. Are you ashamed of Him this morning? Amen. I'm not ashamed of Him this morning. Praise God. I bless His holy name for what He's done for me. He said, for whosoever, verse 13, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How do you call upon the name of the Lord this morning? You call upon the name of the Lord in faith, believing in Him. You can't call upon Him this morning without believing, without faith. What is faith this morning? It's taking God at His word. It's trusting Him, praise God, that He is absolute truth, absolutely. Amen. There's not a word, a jot, or a tittle in this blessed book, praise God, that I doubt. Amen. Every word, every dot, every tittle, praise, to the dotting of the I, I believe absolutely. Amen. It's the inerrant, infallible Word of God. Amen. How do you know? Because it speaks to my heart. I believe it. I trust in it. I trust in it, praise God, not with a head knowledge, but with a heart knowledge. I believe in my heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, that Jesus is alive forevermore. Amen. What do you believe today? Do you have faith? Do you have faith? What is faith to you? Is it Jesus Christ living in you? You ought to say, it's Jesus Christ living in my heart. I've trusted Him as my Lord and Savior. Amen. So He came to me when I couldn't. Now listen, when I couldn't get to Him. When I couldn't get to Him, He came to where I was. Amen. Convicted me of my old sinful, rotten self. And save my soul from a devil's hell. Amen. I was terrified. Boy, hell bothered me. I told you, my granddaddy painted me in hell. Boy, I tell you, I could just see myself falling and falling and burning and burning and falling and burning. Screaming. But praise God, since the Lord saved me. Amen. I don't worry about dying no more. I don't worry about hell no more. I don't worry about fire no more. Praise God, because I've been given a promise of the Lord. Amen. Why? Through faith, believing in Him. Amen. I've put my trust in the Lord. And I believe in my heart, amen, that Jesus Christ died for me. What about you this morning? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I know all about the Lord, but has it went from your head to your heart? Do you know that Jesus died for you according to Scripture? Because God said so. Amen. And He come to seek and to save that was lost. Old sinners like us. What about you this morning? What is faith to you? Do you have it? Do you have faith to believe in Him? And no matter what, there's going to be hard times come on us before we get out of here. As Miss Geraldine says, if you ain't going into a storm, or coming out of a storm, be paying attention because you're probably getting ready to. Amen. They're coming. Storms is always on the horizon. Dark clouds are always rising. But praise God, when we've got our faith and our trust in the Lord, we know He's going to deliver us safe over on yonder shore when this is done. Amen. What about you this morning, though? What about your faith?